And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Good morning and welcome to the Daily Ding. Happy Wednesday, everybody. We've got your Game 1 NBA Finals action all covered. I'm Dave DeFore. That's Mo DeKeel. Mo, we have finally made it. Game 1 of the 2021 NBA Finals now in the books. And the Phoenix Suns maintain home court advantage through one game, 118-105. They win this one. And Mo, I got to say, this was an impressive win from the Suns. They were solid.
I mean, they were great coming out of the gates. You know, I thought pretty aggressive in everything they did. I think they did a good job defensively, kind of handling everything the Bucks were trying to throw at them. It was really just kind of handling the Bucks' size, because it really felt like the Bucks wanted to go big against them. At times had Portis and Lopez on the court at the same time. And man, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton, and Devin Booker all showed up tonight and were just phenomenal for the Suns the whole night.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to start with the Bucks, because we weren't sure how to kind of handicap this series coming in. Giannis obviously had that kind of brutal looking injury to his knee in that Hawks series, didn't play the rest of that series, but right before the game was cleared to play. And Mo, look, if you look at the box score, 20 points, 17 rebounds, 4 assists, couple of steals, 7 of 12 from the free throw line. You probably look at those numbers and you say, hey, we take this. The offense wasn't the problem to me tonight for Giannis, but the defensive end is really where I thought that knee showed up.
Yeah, and that's where injuries tend to show the most, is on that end. I didn't feel like he got to the free throw line a ton, 12 times, but I also didn't feel like he was as aggressive as we're normally used to him on offense. Only 11 shots on that end. Defensively, he struggled. I mean, the whole team struggled, and we're going to get into that in a minute. But like, it was just an issue for them, and that's your top guy, and when you bring him in at the last second, I think it changes everybody's expectations for the Bucks. And man, like, I'm shocked he played. I didn't expect him to. I was a little bit surprised by that, but it didn't look as bad. It didn't look like Trae Young when he was running around and we were like, wow, Trae really can't move. But there are definitely signs of Giannis isn't right.
Yeah, he wasn't able to put as much pressure on the rim. And I think with Giannis, poor free throw shooters in general, especially guys like Giannis who can attack the basket, I think those free throw numbers are a little bit of fool's gold, because even when he's not being aggressive, he's going to get sent to the line, because anytime he's touching the ball in the paint, even late in this game when the Bucks were making a run, Cam Johnson's just going to wrap him up. He's going to try to put him on the line. They're not going to let him get those shots up. So, I think that he's a hard guy to kind of box score read. But guys that aren't, Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday, 40 combined shots. They were 16 of 40 overall, combined for 39 points. And, Middleton had a good third quarter. He really turned it on kind of late in this game. Second half was good. Drew stunk for the whole game. But they were out of this, I thought, before halftime, because those two guys just had nothing going.
They didn't have anything going, and you really need that if you're the Bucks. They made a nice little run though towards the beginning of the fourth quarter and so on, but then again, eventually the Suns just kept going and continued to cook in that sense. In fact, the Bucks outscored the Suns 29-26 in that quarter. It's going to be a big difference, and something that they can kind of build on going forward into this series. But if Holiday goes 4-for-14 for most of this series, man, they ain't winning.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Giannis kind of being a late addition and potentially messing things up for guys. We saw what Drew Holiday did in that Hawks series without Giannis out there. He was a lot more aggressive, looked more confident. And in this game, he just looked tentative. I mean, he blew some bunnies, threw some really bad passes. One that stands out is an interior pass to Brook Lopez. And then he wound up getting the ball back, and then he turns the ball over again. It was just like just a theme of the night for him. He just didn't seem to be fully there. And I wonder if the late addition to Giannis and the way that changes his role on offense kind of threw him off.
It does. I mean, there's no way you can deny that. It would just on the spacing aspect. It's going to mess you up a little bit. The driving lanes you have aren't as wide or as big when you have when Giannis is on the court versus when he's off. And that's not to say, hey, the Bucks shouldn't play Giannis. I just think they got to find that rhythm and that flow again that they have when the team is humming. They're pretty solid. I just didn't think you're right. It's a good way to call it with him just being timid, to start this game.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, so the Suns win this game big, and we briefly mentioned Chris Paul and the game that he had. 32 points, 4 of 7 from 3, 9 assists. This was a clinic, and I thought it was a clinic in controlling pace. It just seemed like he knew when to get into their pick and roll stuff, and he knew when to matchup hunt. And that's kind of what you want to see from your veteran point guard in the finals, right?
Yeah, I mean, look, this was Chris's going like, hey, I'm not losing this. Chris knows what's on the line for him. And he came out, I mean, off of 19 shots, 32 points is pretty impressive. You know, the 9 assists is big. The bigger number is just 2 turnovers. You know, I thought he just played a perfect game in the sense of the way he managed everything and said, cool, you're going to switch? I got you for that. You're in drop? I got something for that. And just finding guys throughout things, you know, on that run that the Bucks made in the fourth quarter, you know, he kills it by blowing by Holiday, forcing Middleton to rotate and finding Booker for the above the break three. You know, I think that kind of those plays from Chris just are big time plays that we always knew Chris could do, but now he's doing it on the highest level.
Yeah, and you know, he made some on the defensive end as well. They were looking for that mismatch with Middleton on Chris Paul, and Chris Paul just reaches in and he does what he does. And it reminded me of the series when he was guarding Kevin Durant. Do you remember this? And it was just such a huge disadvantage. But, you know, Chris Paul, there's a reason why Chris Paul is who he is. They don't call him the point god for nothing. And he gets that great rip, and it really, I thought, blew up the Bucks a little bit, going after a guy who's just that experience. Just, you know, it's always fool's gold to me. But DeAndre Ayton, 22 points, 19 rebounds, Mo. 6 of 6 from the line. When you get a big that can produce like this and is running the floor the way he does, played 39 minutes in this game too, by the way. It just seems like you've figured out the hardest thing to figure out. Like, solid play from a center in 2021 just seems so hard to get. And the Suns get it for 39, 40 minutes a night.
It's great because you pairing him with Chris Paul, with Devin Booker in the pick and rolls and things like that, he's going to feast. And the big thing of his 19 rebounds is 17 of them were defensive. Like, he just owned that end of the glass. You know, when you look at it, it kind of just helps. Like, that was a big part for the Bucks, was their offensive rebounding in the Atlanta series. Now, you know, you have Ayton here who's literally gobbling up any rebound that's in his vicinity. It's huge, man. And I think, you know, I've always loved his running of the floor. I love when he dives, even when he's not involved in the pick and roll. When his man goes to help, he's going to dive right to the basket. He got a dunk early in the game off of that with Bridges passing to him. You know, it's all just the smart stuff that he does. This was a big game and one where you look at it going like, all right, man, Ayton's pretty damn solid.
All right, now Devin Booker, 27 points. He was 10 of 10 from the line. Now, not a great shooting night from him, and he's been struggling since he, you know, suffered the broken nose against the Clippers. But I think that the pressure he was putting on the Bucks made things easier for everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, no, it opens things up in that sense. You know, it continues to attack, and the way he goes at guys, you know, and getting the switches and attacking those switches were all just opportunities forced and helps. Like CP got a three in the corner because he attacked a Bobby Portis switch that forced Holiday to help off the strong side corner, and it was a kick out three. Like, all just big time plays. Like, he didn't shoot it all that well, but he was in it and you felt him. And you know what? If you didn't look at the stats, you probably would have felt like he shot it better than he did.
Yeah, absolutely. Those free throws really helped too, because you saw the ball go through the net, you know, quite a bit. I guess thinking ahead to game two, you know, is there any big adjustment for the Bucks that you see they need to make in game two to try to win it?
I mean, we got to talk about their pick and roll defense. You know, they start the game with switching, which I just thought was, I mean, you want to talk about fool's gold, Dave. That's what it was. They did a good job late in that series in Atlanta, switching on to Kevin Herter, on a Bogdanovich who has a bum knee. In game six, it was Trey Young with a hurt ankle. And they thought, like, okay, maybe we can give it a go in this series. And not so much, man. It got to be a lot difficult in that sense of Chris Paul started going at Brook Lopez. And it wasn't even like Brook Lopez's defense was bad or anything. Just you couldn't feel him. CP did not feel him at all. And that's part of it because Lopez doesn't want to get driven on. And he's given up mid-range shots, which is something CP loves and feasts on. Then you had Bobby Portis switching on to guys like Booker and CP. It was just a bad idea. And then they'd go back to drop. But at this point now, you're dropping way too far back. You know, I thought Brook wasn't very high in his drop coverages. And that opened up more mid-range opportunities. They stayed with the switch with Bobby Portis. Didn't work out all that well. Thing that was ironic, Dave, when they went small in the fourth quarter with Giannis at the five, you started to see the guards fight over screens for a while. And I'm like, so you can do this. You can actually not switch something, you know? And then of course they reverted back to switching and allowed Devin Booker and CP to hunt Bryn Forbes. You know, my thing is they were just a willing participant in the Suns offense today and just making it easy for them, giving up switches lazily and all of that. All of that has to be corrected in game two. And you got to play with force defensively in game two.
Now, if you're the Suns, what do you do to take game two? I mean, you know, what are you getting prepared for from the Bucks?
I think one thing I would look at if I were the Suns that I'd want to do a little bit better on is the runouts. You know, early on, the Bucks were able to get a couple of runouts with Brook Lopez in deep post position on a Crowder. And I think late in the game, they got one with Middleton running out that ended up being a Bryn Forbes three. You know, I think that's probably a couple of things. There's always stuff you want to work on and get better. Gave up 17 transition points. You know, you want to try to handle that a little bit more. But in general, if you're the Suns too, just stay the course. Just stay yourselves. You'll figure everything out as you go through. It's nothing like that. You don't need to try to reinvent the wheel here.
Well, that's going to do it for today's show, folks. Don't forget about all the other pods we've got at The Athletic. If you haven't already subscribed, go to theathletic.com/dailyding and do it now. Thank you guys for waking up with us. Mo, do your thing.
Ding, ding.
Looking for the best place to buy tickets for any of your favorite teams or sporting events? We've got the spot. Our partner, StubHub, has been the leading ticket marketplace in the world for over 20 years, providing a 100% guarantee with every order. From a worldwide selection of live events, the widest choice of tickets and industry-leading partnerships, StubHub has what you need to purchase with confidence. StubHub, an official partner of The Athletic.